comes. The Shulman, he's blame up to Vasara, doesn't see 10 people there, peasant there at this Mantila, Miyadu Kites. Hashem immediately gets upset. You see, it's such a chasha, I think, for Hashem to find him in the Shul. It's Sibra Davening that if he doesn't find them, he's let down and he gets upset, he's Kites. There's a mission of Avis that says, Alti Rasha Bifne Atzbacha. Chaim Lajner in Avis, he explains this Mishnah. Alti Rasha Bifne Atzbacha, that you shouldn't be a Rasha by yourself. What does that mean? So he explains that a person shouldn't daven be yechidus alone by himself, because a person's tefillah, for it to be accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, has to have tremendous kavana, be'emo, be'yiram, siras nefesh. And when the tefillah goes up to Kadosh Baruch Hu, through the rikiyas to the kisei hakavod, it's nishapich, hakol tzad v'tzad, there's a tremendous tiktok in everyone's tefillah to see that it was done kahigin with the proper kavanas. And when a person's tefillah is not found to be at the darg it's supposed to be, it gets turned away. And by Bisinu Harab, most people nowadays are not in this darg to create a tefillah and be mechaven with the proper kavanas and the proper emo of the yira and serious nefesh for the tefillah to be accepted. So the tefillah is very vulnerable. But when it comes to tefillah of the tzibur, tefillah that's said in the minyan of Asara, over there, even if the tefillah is not said with the best kavano, with the proper gisha to tefillah, but still, since it's done with tzibur, b'schus the tzibur, Hashem still accepts the tefillah. There's a Rambam Parches of tefillah that says, this is similar to this, he said, Tefillah sat tzibur nishmas tamid, the tefillah tzibur is always accepted. And listen to, v'afilu hoi b'chaitim, even if there are chaitim in the tzibur, ein ha-kadosh baruch hu mayes v'tfilasim shel rabim. Hashem doesn't get disgusted or doesn't turn away the tefillah of the rabim. L'fikach tzarech adam mishatif atzmoyim ha-tzibur. Therefore, a person has to bring himself to be as part of the tzibur. V'lo yispal yechidi, and he shouldn't daven b'yachid kol zman sheyachol yispal ha-tzibur. As long as he can daven b'tzibur, he should try to daven b'tzibur, not daven b'yachid. Happens to be the Emek Bracha learns up this Rambam as a rayom that tefillah b'tzibur is not a chiv, because it mashed in the Rambam here is more given like etzah toiva, a tactic of how you feel it could be accepted daven b'tzibur, but don't seem the Rambam be mashmita, doesn't say blushing that the achayiv will mispal b'tzibur, he's rather giving us an etzah to how to have you feel me miskabel. So it's more mashmita, it's not a chiv gomer, it's not a chiv to daven b'tzibur. Somebody just showed me today, there's also Chavetz Chaim in the Ekech Shemer Shaloshin that says, similar to this vart from Chaim V'Loshiner, the Chavetz Chaim says, person should, when he davens by himself, there's a dikduk gadol, I'll call brachu, bracha, each and every brach he davens is a tremendous dikduk. But kamat ein mitzin shechamen tefil atz karoi, it's kamat not possible, person daven, what even want tefil kahigin. Unless he exerts tremendous effort into the tefillah. But when it comes to tefillah rabim, the pasuk says, rabim layimas is something, I forgot the exact pasuk, karbo layimas, Hashem is not disgusted to tefillah the rabim. And therefore, if you daven to the tzibur, he'll have this explicit tefillah be accepted, even if it's not in the proper diagram. Torah says, in Simit Tzadi, lo yispal adam ela beis ha-knesses, a person should only daven in shul, and at tzibur. The Amr Reb Yochanan, ein tefillah shel adam nishmas, a person's tefillah is only heard ela beis ha-knesses. Perush im at tzibur. The way Beis Yosef is masber, that the Shita Sator is that there's only a mile of davening beis ha-knesses if it's done b'tzibur, with ba'asara, but if a person not daven b'tzibur, there's not going to be a mile of davening beis ha-knesses. But it brings down from a yoyin of shem agoyinim. But they say no. Even if a person is davening, there's still a mile of davening in beis haknesses. And the shchunar also passing like binyina. that even if a person is not davening with the tzibur, still he should daven the shul. Zakum techayis to feel das shchonarich and ben yoyno. There's two separate milos over here. There's a milo of davening with tzibur and a separate milo of davening in a bais haknesses. Now, bevadai, somebody doesn't daven with the tzibur, he's going to be chasul at dvar shebekdusha. You say with the aminyan, kaddish baruch hu, priyas ha-toyra, old aminim, chazer shashatz. But the ishlad in this din that we have to do tefillah b'tzibur, is this a chiv? Is a chiv medrabbanan, or is it just a milo? A milo for a person to tefillah daven b'tzibur, but maybe it's not a chiv.
What about those things, aminim and kedusha and those chivs?
Those chiyuvim. The quote is on Pesach this. The Moshe Tamach says this. Now the tour says a lashon of lo yispal adam el beis haknesses metzibur. It's much more of like a lashon chiyuvis. Lo yispal el beis haknesses metzibur. But the Shulchan Aruch has a different lashon. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a lashon chiyuvis kolkach. He says yishtadel adam lispal beis haknesses metzibur. Yishtal the adam person should try to daven with the tzibur in the shul. So for me, that sounds like the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that it's a chi of gomer. Al adam to daven with the minyan tefillah b'tzibur. However, the Minchas Yitzchok explains the words of Shulchan Aruch that when he says yishtal, it's only going on the part that he says that daven b'beis haknesses. Yishtal the adam l'spalo b'beis haknesses. That's yishtal. You should try to daven in the shul. But when he says b'tzibur, that's chiyuv. Yishtadl is not going back in b'sekneses, but b'tzibur, that's chiyuv. It's built on Adam. It's not negotiable. Rabbi Englander told me over from Rabbi Dovah Krumglass that he says that by Misibah Karim Pesach, also says Yishtadl Adam to be oichel Karim Pesach. And Karim Pesach is mitzvah asei shvish bakaris. So we see the lashon of Yishtadl is even associated with the Asei Shish Bekaris. Lashon Yishtadl can be Choymer of Asei Shish Bekaris. So Zichar HaMuch from Lashon Yishtadl that it could be just optional to daven with the Tzibur from the Lashon Shulchan Aruch. The Shal Shuvas Chassam Sofer says it's Vadei Chiv L'Spal with Minyan. Also Yigur Smosha and Chaim Kanievsky, they write that Minyan Chiv Gomor. Min is a chiyuv gomer person. It's midrabbanan at least, and they both bring a raya from the way the Rishonim explain the Gemara Pesachim. There's halacha: a person who's traveling, comes to the point where he wants to rest for the night. He wants to take a rest, and it comes mantila ready. He has to travel to find a minyan, either 4 milin. In the direction that he's traveling, or go back 1 mil out of his way to find the minyan. It's about the time 18 minutes per each mil. So, if four, it'll be eight, it'll be 4 milin times 18, it'll be 72 minutes. And to go back backwards out of his way, 1 mil would be 18 minutes each way. Would be another 36 minutes out of his way. A person would be mechayiv to go out of his way to get a minyan. So, if we see, we have a Gemara that's telling us that you mechayiv to go out of your way, arba milin to daven b'tzibur. So bais lechayis to chiv daven b'tzibur. That's what the halacha is telling you. Pasuk this to Shulchan Aruch that you have to go to adal milin, out of your way to find the tzibur. So bais lechayis, we see it's much from here that even though Shulchan Aruch is lashon of yishtadil, it doesn't mean that it's just optional. Rather, since he says later on that you have to go out of your way to find a minyan, adal milin bais lechayis to chiv gomer. Now Mishnah Brura says that a person sitting in his house, that would be like equivalent to the case of going out of your way, because you're not traveling anywhere, it's not on your way to go to shul. So you would at least have to travel from wherever you live, from your house, at least 18 minutes each way, you know, to find a minyan. Because it's like Ramosha explains that when a person's traveling, we're more mekel, and still we're mechayiv to go 1 mil backwards to find the tefillah b'tzibur. So if Koshken, a person in his house, he for sure will be obligated to go at least travel 18 minutes to find a minyan. The Minchas Yitzchok, and Moshe is a similar mahalach that says that when it comes to tirchav of Dal Milan, it's not lav dafka tirchav traveling, it could even mean other tirchav that would be equivalent to traveling. Let's say a person would have to wake up very, very early in the morning to go by the minion, he's traveling, or something like that, then that tirchav of getting up early or whatever it has to be to arrange, make arrangements for Davin Bitzibur, if that tirchav could be equivalent to Davin Bitzibur, to traveling 4 mil or forward 1 mil backwards, then he would have to go through that tirchav as well to Davin Bitzibur. So, Zach Miski Yitzchak, when we say that means that even though you're only obligated to go to a certain amount of tircha to Dam Bitzibur, and once you reach that threshold of tircha of Dal Milan, you're potter, but still, a person should try to go to Nimashur Asadin to Dam Bitzibur, and that's the Shulchan Aruch means when he said, Yishtadl, the Mispal Mitzibur, Yishtim Yishtadl, even when you reach the point where you're no more obligated to go be Matriach so much, but still Yishtadl, about the Mispal Mitzibur, and go to Nimashur Asadin because of the Mile of Field Mitzibur. Moshe explains that there are many mitzvahs asays and some of the mitzvahs are abonon that we give a limitation to how much you have to be matriach or how much you have to spend to be mekayim the mitzvahs. We see by some mitzvahs asay that the chiv is achemish. Of course, by any esher lois asay, there's no limitations of how much we have to work to be not to be over lois asay. It shouldn't be over an isser. But when it comes to isra mitzvah asay, we do see sometimes that Chazal told us how much person has to go out of his way to do be mekayim the mitzvah. Not all mitzvahs, but certain mitzvahs. Zechariah Moshe over here, when it comes to Tefillah B'Tzibur, this that when it comes to a lot of tircha, we give it a, the Chacham give it a status of einus, and they take away your obligation being the Tefillah B'Tzibur when it's a tremendous tircha is because. Over here, at least, even when you're not daven b'tzibur, you'll be mekayim mitzvah tefillah. You'll be able to. You'll daven anyways. You'll daven even though you don't have the mal tefillah b'tzibur, but you'll at least be a kiyum of tefillah. But other mitzvahs, if you're gonna have kirk and not gonna do the mitzvah, then there won't be a kiyum mitzvah at all. But over here, at least, even if you're not gonna be able to daven with the minyan, at least there'll be a kiyum of tefillah. So therefore, that's why, another reason why Chazal were more makel over here when it came to tefillah b'tzibur, when it came to a tremendous amount of tircha. Somebody asked a shayla to Rav Forsheimer. It's brought down the Shalosh Tshuvos. They asked him that sometimes they're at home with their kids and the wife's not around, and it comes time to davening, and if they wait for the wife to come home, they're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. So what should they do? On one hand, they have a chiyuv to daven with the minyan. On the other hand, they have the kids at home, so it's hard for them to get the kids in babysitting. So the shayla asked Rav Forsheimer if he could, you know, just leave the kids at home, close the door, go to shul, and he'll just hope for the best. Or maybe no, maybe you should stay at home. Maybe that's the proper thing. So, it's not a shayla I had, it's a shayla that someone else had. And so he answered, of course, that a person's children are a pekadin they got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're a shemir pekadin, they're mechuyev to do a shmir me'ula on their pekadin that Hashem gave them. And for them to just leave them alone is big paisheya. And therefore they must stay at home and watch their children even when it comes to a situation when it conflicts with Zimani Tilo. And not only that, it's also for such a person to try to be mekayim to the tzibur at the expense of the safety of the children.
If you got a babysitter.
If they can't.
How much do they have to spend?
Oh, so we'll get that nikud in a second, soon. And he also brings down from Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says that this is the reason why Noshim are potter from tefillah because they're tired with the yiladim, so it's not really feasible for them to always be mekayim tefillah, so that's why they're potter. Now, in terms of certain exceptions, when it comes to that, we're give a teirim to not daven tzibur, the Aruch Shulchan says that tefillah tzibur is a mitzvah rabbanan, even though as a trans chashivas that you can be mashachir ebet to have more people to. But still, the people who need to get up early in the morning, if they travel, before they have a chance to the Amin Shul, for Parnassa reasons, they could leave, and even though it's gonna, they could leave in their business trips, even though it's gonna cause them to lose Tefillah B'Tzibur, because the Bimafarnas Ishti Vizari, a person giving Parnassa, to supporting the family, it's a mitzvah, and therefore, since they have a mitzvah, it's gonna be Daicha the mitzvah Tefillah B'Tzibur. So we see this sometimes, that when it comes to, even though Tefillah B'Tzibur might be a chiv, there's certain times we have a mitzvah they have to do, it'll be Daicha Tefillah B'Tzibur. There's a maestro that a bach once came to Chaim Epstein. There was a boy getting married in, I think it was Toronto, out of town, and you know, until a lot of traveling, and if he would go travel to the Chasana, to meet Sameach Chas Mekalom, he would miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. And he told Chaim Epstein, his Roshiva, that Lamaisa, I haven't missed Tefillah B'Tzibur since my mitzvah. It's been 8 years already, I never missed Tefillah B'Tzibur. Should I still go to the Chasana at this expense of missing Tefillah B'Tzibur? But Papasha never missed Tefillah B'Tzibur before. How could I do such a thing? So Chaim told him that Yiddishkeit, when it comes to Torah mitzvahs, it's not baseball. It's not just about winning streaks, records, and averages. Yeah. Yiddishkeit is about priorities. We do whatever we're supposed to do at the right time, the right thing at the right time. And it's not about keeping records, about how, you never this, never did that. Sometimes we have priorities in the Torah mitzvahs, and there's overrides. When you have one mitzvah, you can't be mekayem another mitzvah. So that's what he told his book. The Shmura says that when it comes to an Einis Mamayin, and back to Yeshayla, a person's going to lose money because he has to in order to be Mekayim Tefillah B'Tzibur. So a person is not Mechuyav to lose money in order to be Mespal B'Tzibur, but that's only said when it comes to losing money. But when it comes to be Marviach money, he wants to make money, and he's not going to be able to make money because he's going to need a time to daven the tzibur. But that we don't have a heter, and he'll have to daven the tzibur even the expense of not being able to marviach kesef. So let's say a person has to get on an airplane early in the morning in order to save some. Let's say the price of tickets later in the day are very expensive, even more expensive than the regular rates for a plane ticket. But if it goes early in the morning, if you won't have to have that tremendous expense, the person would have a heter not to be misal b'tzibur because there's einus mamon involved over here. There's a ma'isa with the yid in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't have, it was late at night, didn't have ma'ariv yet, so he called about 9 taxi drivers, Jewish taxi drivers, to be misal with him ma'ariv, and he told them to run the mirrors while he daven ma'ariv, and through that he'll have to be b'tzibur. So such thing is very nice, it's very noble, but you're not obligated to spend money to be Mispal B'Tzibur. Ramesh Shterbach does note that even though you don't have to spend money to be Mispal B'Tzibur, but still, someone's Yeres Hashem and he spends money to daven B'Tzibur, B'Tzchus that Hashem will mekabel his tefillah.
But if you have to drive, you're paying for gas.
Well, we'll have to take questions afterwards, we're on the clock. So in terms of the matirim, there's a ber heiter that brings down a Torah sign b'shem diyari elyo that says tefillah b'tzibur is only a hidur mitzvah. Maril also says that tefillah b'tzibur is also not a chiyuv. There's emek bracha that brings a raya that tefillah b'tzibur is not a chiyuv from the gemara brachas and of zayin. The gemara bracha says, Omar lei, Reb Yitzchak to Reb Nachman, Reb Yitzchak came to approach the challenge of Nachman. He asked him, "My time lo asimar lebeik nishto. How come you didn't come to shul?" The Amar Lei told him, "Lo yichilna. I couldn't come. I was shvach. I was weak." Rashi says, "Tash kaychi." He was weak, so he couldn't come to shul. So Yitzchak said to him, "Amar Lei, lechem v'mar asar. You should have gathered 10 people at your house and daven there." Amar Lei trichli milsa. He said it was a tercha for me. It was too much of a tercha. So it says in the bracha that we don't see that by mitzvahs, by chiyuvim, you could just taina that there's a terech for me. That's why they don't want to do it and absolve yourself because it was a terech. That's not the way it works in Yiddishkeit, right? So the fact that Nachman is absolving himself from davening b'tzibur because of terech, vayis lechayis tefillah b'tzibur is only a maila, in order that your tefillah should be miskabel b'tzibur, but it's not a chiyuv mutal adam davening b'tzibur. The smag is machd the raya He brings a different mahalach in the Gemara there that when Nachman sing was a tircha, not that it was a tircha for himself to bring him in together, rather it would be a tircha for other people to come to him, meaning he didn't want to be from on other people's tajbin. That he didn't have a right. Maybe he was able to be matriach himself to go find other people daven with him to make a minyan, but for be matriach other people, that was not something he was obligated to do, and he could not be from a derech cheshbon and make them daven with him to they shab kim etfil b'tzibur. And Brachos also brings down the sefer Krach Sharaimi, who also says the in etfil b'tzibur ein lo zecher bein hamitzvus v'afilu midrabbanan. Even midrabbanan is no chiv daven b'tzibur, and they also show us the same raya from the Gemara Brachos that we just said. When it comes to going on vacation, the Sheva Levi says that people, if they're just going to travel for enjoyment on vacation to a place that doesn't have a minyan, this for sure is it's an asr. They're doing an isr because a person has no right to put himself in a situation that he will be daicha away from him, akima mitzasei or leisasei, or even mitzdrabbanan. By him going to a place far out there with no minanim, he will put himself in a situation that's impossible from having a minion, and so doing such a thing is totally awesome. Kosef Kosef, he's guarding himself to lose Tefillah B'Tzibur, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and all these mitzvahs that he has. But if it's for the purpose of refuah purposes or panasa purposes, then a person could go ahead and miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Maisa, to conclude, most paiskim is maneinu, or not a most, many paiskim is maneinu hold that it's mutter to travel to a place for vacation where there's no minyan, because it's tefil b'tzibur is not chiv ikad adino, therefore we kind of aser at midino. But still, a ben Torah, it's not right for him to do so, to go to a place even for vacation without a minyan. But b'shas atchak, a person could be mekel.
Yeah.